You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is What Anxiety Feels Like. And I'm here with my homegirl, Michelle Shapiro. She is a formerly anxious dietitian who helps people lose weight the right way. Not with these weird diet pills, not with these fad diets, the right way. Michelle, I just have to warn you that I use a lot of profanity on this podcast, so I might throw in like an F-bomb and things. Feel free to join or not. That's fine. But
I'll be joining you. Okay. Definitely.
How you doing, girl?
I'm great. Recovering from a cold a little bit, but I'm doing great.
You know, Michelle.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, of course. Michelle, actually, it's an unfortunate series of events that you can't see her because her eyeliner is so amazing. Like, she knows.
Very serious cat eye.
Serious cat eye. I did mine too, but you can't really see it because I'm all like glasses and things. But yeah, so she's rocking it out. So tell us about your story. You actually lost 80 pounds, and you used to be very anxious.
Absolutely. So when I was about 17 years old, I lost 80 pounds in a really rapid way because I was just sick of it, honestly. I did it in a really restrictive way, and I faced a lot of metabolic issues because of that. So I ended up going to a naturopathic physician, actually, maybe a year and a half ago, because I was eating like 800 calories a day, and I was still gaining weight. I was anxious all the time. I had panic attacks. My blood pressure was constantly elevated. There was something, you know, seriously going on with me, and I really didn't know what it was. And through like proper nutrition and supplements and everything, I was able to not only maintain my weight loss, I was able to eat more calories. My anxiety resolved mostly. Of course, you know, life still happens and there's moments. And now I now help people do the same.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I, as you know, have had panic disorder my whole life and tried all kinds of things, but then I found out that I have bipolar disorder, so it's a different story. But I think that I do feel that, you know, supplements and naturopathic medicine can help people with anxiety tremendously.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, because I think it was the missing piece of the puzzle for me personally, was finding out what my deficiencies were. Because if you are dealing with anxiety from a mental level, you absolutely can cover a lot of it, but you have to deal with it from the physical end too. Because as much hard work as you're putting in, if you're not handling it from the physical end, whether it be medications too, or supplements or things like that, you have to hit it from every aspect. As we know, it's a tricky.
Yeah, that's how I always look at it. See, even with my mental health issues, I see an acupuncturist, you know, and I,
absolutely,
you know, I do, if it warrants it, I do herbs, you know, I take magnesium. Like, I do the things that, magnesium is the shit. I love it.
Psychology Today calls it the original chill pill.
It is.
And I could not agree more. I take magnesium every day. It's the only supplement I take every day, no matter what.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I love magnesium. In fact, I should go get mine now before I forget to take it. But I also love this stuff that is calcium magnesium combined. It's a tea and you drink it. Have you heard of this? CalMag?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. And it tastes like lemon, so I'm all about it.
That's something that I recommend to my clients too.
Yeah.
And I like the taste of it too. I like the lemony. It's like fresh.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes I put like a little cold water in it to kind of like make it not so intense. But yeah, I love what you're doing. I think it's so important. And what would you say to someone who is skeptical? Someone's like, I don't know. I've been on so many anxiety meds. Like, there's nothing that a diet can do to help me. What would you say to that person?
Well, I think that, first of all, I can obviously speak from personal experience because I have taken anxiety medication, I've taken depression medication, I've tried everything. It is hard to believe, and especially when you're in the state of anxiety, it's really hard to believe that there's a cure for it because you're so in your own head.
Right.
But one tiny thing, like a thyroid insufficiency, even a little bit, causes such a huge imbalance in your body, and anxiety is kind of your body's way of telling you something's wrong. And if your hormones are out of whack, your hormones are sending all these signals wrong. And I almost think it's a relaxing thing to think, wow, it's so not my fault. I'm not putting the stress on myself. My body's just under stress, and it can be healed on some level.
Oh my God. You're making me so excited to see you. Like,
I know, I'm excited too.
I've always thought that I had a hormonal imbalance because I don't take birth control, whenever I do, it makes me fucking insane, and I just don't do it.
Oh, of course.
It's awful. And I, the only time that I felt sane is during my pregnancy with my son. So not with my daughter, right? Not with my daughter, but with my son. And I think it's because this is my theory. Like, obviously I'm not a doctor, but I feel like I have more testosterone in me. I do.
It's extremely possible. Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, like, progesterone-based things I do well with.
I mean, nothing that you're saying is in your head. This is all science-based. It's right. You're 100% on the mark. And to be honest with you, no one knows your body better than you. So if you feel that that's true for you, I'm sure it is. Truly, I absolutely believe that.
So let me ask you this. Why, from a dietitian point of view, right, or from a holistic medicine, why do you think that I would feel, quote-unquote, normal or balanced during pregnancy with a boy?
If you're saying that you have a testosterone imbalance, or perhaps maybe the testosterone your body is filtering out because your child needs it more or something like that, that's not something I would know directly. I would have to look at labs and kind of see.
Right.
But it is such a huge whole system balance thrower offer, but it just might be favorable to you, the hormone changes. So I actually don't know this case specifically, right. Like in general, I'm saying when women are pregnant with men versus women, but I'm sure there's very distinct hormonal changes that could happen. That makes total sense to me. I wonder if we looked at your labs before and during pregnancy and we could see like where your balance is that you feel better.
Right.
The levels, then you could also kind of shoot to be within those ranges typically.
Yeah.
So next time you have a son, we'll test it and we'll see.
Yeah, so totally. And you know, it's interesting because I felt like with the hormonal imbalance, well, this is fascinating stuff. Like the hormonal imbalance stuff is really interesting to me. But I felt like I didn't have to take meds during my pregnancy with my son. And actually with my daughter either, but I was a mess. But with my son, I didn't take anxiety meds. I just went to CBT like 2 times a week. And I was fine.
It's amazing.
So it clearly was a hormonal imbalance.
100%, which is something you should take into and investigate even more.
Yeah.
Because you know that's when you felt the best. I also think it's like the most beautiful thing in the entire world that during pregnancy you feel the best. I think that's like a true testament to our biology too, right? Like that your body is like, this is the one thing that'll make you sane is yeah. You know, the most amazing biological phenomenon, which I think is really cool.
It is, but like I was saying before, right? So with my daughter, I had an awful pregnancy emotionally, right? So I was like really depressed. I mean, it also had to do with like environmental issues.
Sure.
But I mean, hormonally, I was totally off. It was different, you know? So that's something I want to investigate with you.
Absolutely. I want to look at that too. I'm really interested in that. I think we can get a lot of answers from it too if we investigate that.
Yeah, that's cool. So for yourself, like what supplements do you take, for example, for anxiety?
So every single supplement I take is recommended by my naturopath, and I'm on he is not only, you know, my doctor, he's my mentor too. He really helped me understand the body a lot more. My supplements change. So let's say a year or two ago, I was very focused on anxiety supplementation. My anxiety decreased so much to the point where now it's really like PRN, like as needed. I have glycine, which is an amino acid, and it inhibits the body's ability to have a panic attack, which is really cool and like the most relaxing thing to have on you at all times. And it's an amino acid, like it's really not harsh on your body. I put passion flower extract, which my naturopath calls herbal Xanax, little drops in my drinks if I need it too. But in general, I take magnesium every day. And right now I'm just taking stomach healing supplements because I have been nicknamed the gut dietitian because I am like obsessed with gut microbiota.
Okay,
and I think it
seriously,
is.
Seriously,
so...
I'm coming to see you. This is ridiculous.
You have to.
Like I have.
We're set, girl. You're coming.
What sign are you? When's your birthday?
Cancer.
Oh, I love you already. So
what's your sign?
I'm a Libra, but I like love water signs. I'm super into water signs. So the thing is that my gut is like all jacked up. Like it's always been
this way. Of course.
Right? Like, because as you know, serotonin originates in the belly. So
Oh yeah.
Mm. So that's the thing. And like when I take probiotics, I feel better. You know?
So you take a probiotic every day?
So I used to, but I just got lazy and I don't, but I need to. You should have seen the face Michelle just made. She was like, I'm gonna, you know, cut a bitch. Like she was like, no,
you're back on. You'll okay. be back on the probiotics all right, every cool. day. Okay. But, all right. To see what brand you're taking and everything too.
Yeah, but it's expensive. That shit is expensive, dude. I mean, this is the problem. If I had millions of dollars, if I was like a rich person, I would take all these motherfucking supplements and be like that person, you know? But it's not fair that this stuff is so fucking expensive.
The worst, first of all, is extremely expensive. You're right. The worst thing about our country is that our food is so devoid of nutrients because totally. Of the processing that totally. We have to resort to supplements. It's like it's a whole money game on every element. It's like the food makes us sick. Our stomachs are deteriorating. So then we have to take probiotics and we have to pay for extremely expensive food and then, you know, medical care to take care of us after the food has depleted us in every other way.
So messed up.
I know,
up.
It's really so unfortunate. Messed up. Yeah. You can get probiotics from some foods though.
Yeah, like yogurt. I do, so this morning I had yogurt, which is great. So. I mean, I do, like I'm a smoothie person. I have a Vitamix and it's like my husband. You know, I'm like married to that motherfucker. Like I do kale, blueberries, yogurt, almond milk, and cinnamon every morning.
How do you tolerate dairy?
I don't really do, okay, so the only dairy that I do is yogurt, basically, and then I do, I don't do milk and coffee, I just do like half and half.
Why don't you do kefir in the smoothie? Instead of almond milk.
Absolutely.
And then you add your probiotics in that way. And that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I could totally do that, for sure.
Okay, little changes.
Yeah, little changes. The other thing, so I saw like a holistic doctor and he had recommended, oh shit, what was that thing called? It's like a dopamine supplement, kind of. Like it's a powder. I'll have to send it to you.
But, yeah, I have to see it.
Yeah, but it's basically an amino acid, you know?
There's a lot of really good research on amino acid supplementation for creation.
Dopatropic or something like that?
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I have to see the actual brand and everything, too. That's really interesting.
It is interesting. I think that you...
Did it help you?
It did. I mean, it helped me with my ADD, too. Like, it helped me hyper-focus in a good way. I mean, I'm responsive to caffeine. So, basically, like, if I need coffee to function. Like, my brain is like, coffee, function.
Very... See, I am so sensitive to caffeine, I will have a panic attack if I have caffeine.
I used to be like that, but now that I'm medicated for anxiety, I'm not.
So interesting. See, I know what will drive me. I'm very like cortisol sensitive too, so I know what will like hype me up. Like if I ran in the morning, I would be like sick for days. Like I just know, and I learned the tricks of my body and exactly what works for me and what doesn't, which is why I ask really detailed questions with my clients too. Like, how do you feel the hour after exercise? What time are you waking up in the morning? Is this your normal pattern? And try and kind of, even without the labs, figure out what's going on with them and see what they're sensitive to. Because I think we all just pound ourselves so much and we're so hyper-stressed and so overworked and we have to caffeinate and we have to do all this that we don't know at baseline what kind of triggers us and which doesn't.
Right.
Because we all have really sensitive, you know, we're sensitive for everything.
For sure. I mean, when we work together, though, do I have to give up coffee? Because I'll be so sad.
No way. If it works for you, it works for you, girl. No way.
Yeah, because I don't take away
anything that works for someone.
No, listen, I love it so much. And it really does. Like, that's the one, I don't want to say vice, but, like, that's the one thing that I'm like, fuck you, no. Like, I'm never giving it up. You know?
Why would you give coffee? I, like, think coffee's, like, could be neuroprotective too. I would never want you to give up coffee.
No.
It just, I hate that I can't drink coffee because I like enjoy coffee, but I'm also really high energy in the morning and don't need it.
I know. Well, that's the thing. So this is so interesting. I'm in hypomania right now. So like I wake up and I'm like, let's go party in my brain, you know? And that's like usually the way that I am in the springtime. It's like a switch goes off and I'm like, I just, you know, I feel like there's a little bit of seasonal affective, you know, like I definitely get sadder in the winter and all that shit. You know how New York is. But yeah, so it's like, it's one of these things where I'm up in the morning, I can go, whatever. And I love coffee, though. It's like such a comfort thing.
Absolutely. And it's also a New York thing.
Yeah, it's not only right?
It's a comfort in New York thing.
I know, for sure. I had so many questions for you. So tell me about the treatment process. Like, what do you do when someone comes in and they're like, I'm anxious as fuck? How do you help them?
So everyone comes in for a 90-minute consultation, and I basically hammer them for every question that they've ever, anything that you could want to know, that anyone could want to know, I need to know, right? So lifestyle, diet, and then it depends on how the conversation is geared, but a lot of times when people are telling me they have anxiety, their sleep is way off. So sleep becomes
that is like, first thing I target. So true. Like my sleep is all, but the thing is it's children, right?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, definitely. You're saying that they're keeping them up, you mean?
No, they keep me up.
Yeah. I'm saying kids are keeping you up. Yeah, of course. But people who, I truly believe that if you're not getting adequate sleep, there's almost no way you're going to be able to deal with your anxiety because it's overpowering and sleep is so detoxifying for your brain and it's so important to remove the stress of the day. And clear it out. I think sleep is so important. And I asked about their digestion too, because like you said, everything starts in the gut. And I don't think you would be able to create the proper hormones needed to deal with anxiety or to prevent anxiety if you're not creating the proper hormones and you're not sleeping. So sleep and digestion are huge targets for me when it comes to anxiety. And then I didn't discuss the number one thing I think is the most important thing with anxiety, which is blood sugar control. Your blood sugar is going up and down.
Yes. So this is the thing. Continue, and then I'm going to tell you my thought on that.
I think one of the biggest indicators of a stressed out body or an anxious body is low blood sugar. So if you're getting low blood sugar and you have anxiety, there's definitely a link. What happens is when your blood sugar goes low, your body's going to release cortisol, which is the fight or flight hormone, because cortisol causes something called gluconeogenesis, which is the creation of glucose from non-glucose things. Your body is like searching for glucose and it's like, where can I get any sugar from? And if you don't give it sugar, it's going to want your body to make it. So it releases the stress hormone. So that's why when you get really hungry, you kind of get panicked too. And then what happens is your blood sugar goes up really fast and then it drops down again. So it's a vicious cycle. And the feelings of low blood sugar are so uncomfortable. And they also cause more stress hormone to be released. So it's a vicious cycle of going up and down, up and down. And then the weird thing about cortisol and your whole adrenal system is that when it's under stress, it also functions less properly.
Wow. Which is,
it's affected by stress and it manages stress.
You know, this is so fascinating because I went through this period, okay, just like, I don't know if I can tell this story in a cohesive short way, but you'll be interested in it. So in high school.
Tell me.
I went through a really bad breakup and I was heartbroken and I stopped eating. And then I got mono and tonsillitis and I developed this and I lost like 20 pounds like unintentionally. And then I developed this neuroses with food where I was like, I have to eat. I have to eat because if I don't eat, I'm going to get really sick. Right. And then in college I was doing that thing with food where I was kind of scared. I'm like, I have to eat because if I don't eat, I'm going to lose weight, but I wasn't eating the right thing. Right. So I wasn't eating protein based things. So I was eating, you know, a lot of carbs and then I wasn't getting full and that freaked me out. So like my blood.
And then you felt like I'm never getting full no matter what. That's interesting.
Yeah. And so, okay. So it was scary. Right. And then it was kind of like this vicious cycle of anxiety. Right. So I was afraid that I'm like, I'm never going to be full. I'm never going to be full. I'm going to get sick. And then I eventually worked through it. Like I worked through it in therapy and I started, and I went to a dietitian, in fact, and she was like, you're not eating enough protein and that's why you're not full. And I was like, oh, okay. You know?
But that makes complete sense. That's great advice from the dietitian.
Yeah, she was wonderful. So, I mean, what I do now, I mean, I have a hard-boiled egg every morning with the smoothie, which I love.
That's awesome. Protein also in the morning, if you have a high cortisol level, 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking up really helps to control your cortisol level and give it enough to kind of calm down.
Yep.
So that's really important. And that's awesome that you're getting protein in the morning. That's great.
Yeah, I have to do that. The other thing I do is I'm super hyperactive. I need to exercise. So, like, when I drop my kids off, I walk 2.5 miles home.
It's amazing.
So that's what I do.
And you feel more relaxed? Do you feel like you get the energy out when you do that?
Yeah, I feel like I can actually do my work when I get home, you know?
Sure.
And then it's like, and I also do martial arts, so that's another thing. But
it's so cool.
So I'm hyper. I mean, I have to, you know?
You have to let it out, yeah.
Yeah, I got
to
let that
shit. And you're listening to your body by doing that, too, which is cool.
Yeah, so how long have you been in practice?
So about 4 years. I was working in clinical care and subacute long-term care, too. And then I've been in private practice for a year, and now I do private practice and some corporate work, too.
Interesting. I was going to ask you something. So 4 years. So are you in your 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can't see her, but Michelle is hot as fuck. I'm just going to tell you right now. She's a hottie. Like, I do her, you know?
So is Sarah.
Yeah. So I think what you're doing is really wonderful. And it's great that you're helping people to empower themselves. I think that's really what I like about your work. And your work is helping people. I mean, I think that's really the bottom line, is that you are doing things that are empowering people, that are helping people, that you're not making them dependent on you, right? Like, you're giving them the tools.
Of course not.
You know?
I think everyone has the answers to their own health within themselves. I'm just here kind of like, I'll help you find it for a second. And everyone is in charge of their own health and knows exactly what their body needs. They just might not be keen to knowing that they know it. But everyone knows already what they need. I'm like a very small facilitator on people's own journey into their health. And then obviously providing nutrition education, which is the only thing that's not innate, which I'm more than happy to do. But everyone needs something different. But at the end of the day, it's always about the client. It's always about what they need and what they do for themselves. And honestly, if you babysat someone as a practitioner the entire way, they wouldn't have the tools they need, it always has to come from them.
And actually, it's more work for you, right? Because that's the thing. It's like, you don't want to do that stuff. Like, you want to be able to do your job and, like, help people heal, right? I mean, that's...
Exactly. Healing comes from yourself. It doesn't come from someone else. And trust me, there's definitely times and people where I am, like, the total, like, mama. Like, I want to take on all of my clients' problems. And that is a huge reason why I'm a dietitian. It really is, because I think every single thing that I've been through was intentionally placed on me so that I could help people go through the exact same thing. Because I can't sit across from someone and say, oh, that must be really hard, if I haven't experienced it. So I've experienced everything, I think, honestly, that my clients come to me for, just so that I can say, you know what, I've been there, and it seems like you're not going to get out of it, but you are.
That's awesome. And that's, I love that. And I love that you're empathetic. I mean, I think that's really important in any kind of helping profession. You have to have that empathy, right? Like, I hope so.
I hope everyone does who's in the profession.
Well, no, it's essential. Well, you're a Cancer. You understand.
Total. We feel everything in our stomach too. Yeah. Cancers feel everything in your stomach. Mm-hmm. It's just like such a, I don't know. That might be a Jewish thing too.
It is a Jew thing. Do you have kids? Or are you,
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Someday.
One day, definitely. And then I'm going to feel super calm and chill when I have a boy, apparently.
Yeah, you'll be all right. It'll be good. So tell us where we can find more information about you if we want to schedule a session.
You can look at, I have a website that is michelle.shapiro.squarespace.com.
Great.
I have an Instagram. It's XOXORDS. And then Facebook, I'm just Michelle Shapiro RD.
Oh, great. Okay, so I will be following you, but you know, we're gonna see each other very soon. It's happening.
I know we are. We're gonna schedule right after we get off this podcast.
Awesome. And are you on Twitter or no?
No, but should I be?
You should be. We can talk about that too. We can maybe talk about a little something something connected to Twitter. We'll do it.
Okay, cool. I'm in.
All right, girl. I'll catch you later.
Okay, I'm gonna email you to set up an appointment.
I'm gonna don't hang up.
I'm not.
All right, cool.
Okay.